The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
And it's that time. You might not know what I'm talking about. I got a cold shoulder doing garden work. Well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But I tried the CBD, yes, the CBD lotion. And I had tried it months ago for something, my wrist, doing all the writing and stuff. And I thought, no, this doesn't work. But I tell you what, I've changed my mind. This stuff actually does work. So I wanted to at least say, for all the people who are curious, and since it's, we've got like four shops in one block, they just multiply like rabbits. Anyway, the CBD shops are all over the place. I thought, well, and a friend had said, here, try this, and it didn't work the first time, but it does for shoulders and things like that. This stuff is awesome. Now, it does take a little while to kick in. I think that's the problem they're having with all the gummy bears in Colorado, because by the time people have eaten 40, they go into the hospital and say, and it should have stopped at 10, okay, or 3. And the thing is, they look like candy, and, okay, this is candy with a punch or a kick or a drop kick. So just remember that. I have not tried them. I might stop there, but I do have my Roastery CBD-infused cold brew. And I'm probably going to collect it, just the can, you know, because here, once there's the original, this is the launch product, and I haven't bothered to open it up, but the other I do like. Also want to say, this, I got a recommendation. I'm going to try the handcrafted juices, and this is local. If you have not tried Ruby Jeans, somebody gave me a dynamite review on this. I thought, okay, I've got to do that, because that's another thing that right now is really kicking into high gear. My guest, we're not going to go UFO, no Bigfoot, not today. All right. However, it's on the blog, Wendy's Coffee House. I've got all sorts of stuff there because this is my life. But today, the other part of my life is the psychic stuff. Bill Phillips is a medium, and everybody knows him but me, okay? So I'm like, okay, fine. It's about time. So Bill, and this is his second book, so see, where was I? His second book, and this is about signs from the other side, opening to spirit. And this is fantastic, because what it is if you've ever had a hunch, a clue, a hint, a glimmer, that there's somebody else with you, and it feels like they're there, start paying attention to that, because that's where it starts, and that's what Bill wants everybody to know is this is so easy, and it's sometimes it's so subtle that you're tempted to you know, logic it away. Well, don't do that. And Bill Phillips, thank you for joining me. And he also, I'm going to put him on the spot. He agreed to write a guest blog post, so I'm looking forward to that. And we're just going to say, hey, slam dunk, it's already done, right, Bill?
Absolutely. And I love that introduction. I love how you explained that. It's that what you said was exactly my intention, you know, behind this book, and just to really have anyone be able to tune in, basically, you know, and to understand those subtleties and how spirit works, you know, how they orchestrate these events to unfold around us into our daily life.
Well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, so the first book, you do more of an introduction of yourself, and this one is where you really dig into some other stories of people to give, you know, an idea of yeah, you know, examples of how this works.
Yeah, my first book, Expect the Unexpected, is more about my self-discovery and more about the evidence of my ability and the readings that have taken place. And this book is more about you know, everyone coming to their own understanding of spirit through their own unique experiences. So I was so grateful to be able to document that in such a way that anyone that reads the book will have this sort of, you know, epiphany or this awakening, you know, reading it going, you know, that same thing's happened to me. And now I don't feel as crazy as I did before reading this, you know, and that really was the intention, was to kind of take that negative stigma out of it, so that anyone could remove the, you know, the layers of ego or layers of doubt or fear, and truly just understand that how spirit likes to connect into our daily lives.
My question, I want to get back into a little bit of your background for anyone who hasn't, who's not familiar with you, because you talk about this in the book, about your family and having kind of a rocky and very unscheduled, unregulated, up in the air kind of upbringing with between your mom and dad. But the one thing I also connected to was your grandmother is totally not on board. And she has her own way of being, and you reconciled that, and I like the way you reconciled it, because grandma's grandma, and you still love her. She still loves you. It's just this thing you do with medium scares you a whole lot. Okay, a lot.
Yes, that's probably an understatement, but yes, it does. And but I was so grateful, you know, going through my life and not having that stability as a child, having her appear and really, you know, take me under her wing was just a miracle, you know, so I owe her all my gratitude for that. You know, I really feel like anyone who discovers their own innate intuitive abilities, whether they are psychic or a medium or a light worker, whatever it may be, there's a healer. There's usually some form of awakening that takes place, and that awakening takes place through trauma, in my opinion. So it's usually something that really shakes us to our core and forces us to see life in a different way, you know? And so for a lot of people, it happens, you know, maybe later in life, or it happens through the loss of a loved one or through a near-death experience, something that really rattles them to, you know, to their core. And for me, that happened when I was a child and, you know, being tossed back and forth between my parents and then, you know, having my mother actually kidnap me and take me across the country, you know, that will do it. So, you know, I was definitely had no other choice but to really go within and to really feel that protection around me as a child, not really knowing what to label it as, but just knowing that whenever I was going through some form of trauma, that I would, you know, go within, and I knew I was being protected. And as a child, that was a very incredible experience. You know, I just, as time went on and looking back at it in hindsight, I understood what was protecting me, you know? And so I do go into more detail, in both books,
right.
But, so, you know, my mom, so I was taken across the country, and for about 3 years I was there, and, you know, it was a pretty challenging time.
Yes.
You know, and so I was taken back about 3 years later, and I kind of went from the same type of extreme to the other with my dad. And I was kept from my mom for almost 6 years, and she passed away unexpectedly, but I was able to fly out and see her within hours of her death. So was very, as a 14-year-old, very grateful for that experience, but also just, you know, heartbroken and just, you know, to my core, thought my life was over. I was just, it was just horrible. But, you know, then the blessing came, and two nights later, she came to me, and from that night forward, a lot of incredible things emerged into my life that really helped me trust this path and trust what was going on in my mind, in my body. And now I'm here today, you know, so there's always a blessing behind everything that we go through like this. But for me, I know now that we sort of had this agreement coming in here for her to help me. And that's really what's taken place.
I want to go back and we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to go back and reset and reestablish what was so traumatic about that and how that fit, because that's the part of the story where you see the healing, and you see, as you know, as you get this experience, it's a validation for your own psychic ability, even though at that point you didn't really expect to go into what you're doing now. So if you don't mind, I want to just kind of give a framework for people to understand how traumatic that would have been for you to go back and forth, and why there were hardships with that, and then to have, you know, mom kind of show up and say, "Hi, kiddo." So hang on just a minute. Okay, just a minute. All right, and you can put that in the blog post too. I'm open to all sorts of stuff here. All right, we're listening and talking to Signs from the Other Side, Opening to Spirit. Bill Phillips, a medium, gifted medium. And if you read the reviews on Amazon, wow, wow, wow. Okay, so you can do that too. You can check out the book there. You can go to his website. But you're going to come back and hear more from Bill on Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. I totally forgot to mention this in the opening, but I've decided my next road trip, my dream road trip, I've decided where I'm going. The Pacific Pinball Museum. They have thousands of pinball machines. I would love to just have one. But thousands is like candy. So it's in Alameda, California. I just happened to see that and got really, really distracted before I was doing my homework with Bill and trying to get his phone number, like, oh, look, you know, you're on the internet and all these things pop up and there's this pinball thing. So sorry, Bill. So Bill Phillips is my guest. He's a medium. Signs from the Other Side is the little clues on how you know somebody's trying to connect with you. It could be subtle. It can be in your face, bold. It could be on the license plate, whatever. But I wanted to go back. That childhood upbringing involved two parents who had drug issues. They were, that's what really threw everything up in the air and kept things really unpredictable. So from mom who took him away and got him out from away from dad, and then he had all sorts of issues with that. And then going back to dad and being prohibited from seeing mom, maybe talking to her, but it was over. And then at the last minute, he's able to come back and make the connection with mom. But grandma's there holding down the fort. And if you know grandma, if you read this book, grandma's got a really firm grip. And she knows that Satan is busy somewhere, okay? And so this is where Bill has come into his own, saying, well, once mom showed back up, well, grandma's good, but there's other stuff going on that maybe grandma is just not ready to hear. Does that sum it up okay?
Yeah, you know what? In so many ways, yes, it does. And, you know, going back to what I was talking about with that trauma, you know, for me, what my soul agreed upon to experience, to understand this, was to have two parents that struggled with drug addiction, you know, and alcoholism. And so that's what happened. And, when I was taken to New York for those 3 years and was really having to fend for myself a lot of that time, and more trauma happened there. And, you know, my mom was kind of in and out of facilities. She really did try to, you know, get present and heal, but it was a long process. Yeah. It was over her head. So, you know, she was missing, and the person that was sort of, you know, kind of helping me a little bit was able to contact my family back in California, and they shipped me back to the West Coast. My dad was living in Vegas at the time. And so here I am 3 years later, going back to Vegas, you know, to see my dad. And it was awful. It was, you know, it was the same exact thing, but just in a different area. So, here I was there and going, you know, just as a child having to surrender, you know, that was my true intention and lesson at the time. But thank God for my grandmother, because she stepped in during that journey, you know, and she really took me under her wing, and she really taught me her way, you know, and she taught me how to, you know, just how to be a loving vessel for people. And so I'm so grateful for that experience. But yeah, so flash forward 6 years, you know, my mom went to the hospital on a Monday and she passed away on a Saturday. And I was able to say goodbye to her on Saturday. And, you know, when she came to me and I thought my life was over, you know, her message was wanting me to know that she was okay and that she was going to take care of me. And, you know, so much of the time when spirit brings through information or messages, There's no time associated with it. You know, there's no clocks or calendars on the other side. So I had to just sort of put that in the back of my mind and trust what she was conveying to me.
Okay, wait. Just mm-hmm. to give people an idea of how incredible sure. this might have been, there was somebody with you when Mom showed up.
Yes.
Okay, because this really makes a dent in reality. Because the person, I mean, you're like, oh, hey, Mom, how you doing? The other person's going, holy, I'm out of here. And yeah, okay, that's kind of in your face. I think you're glossing over that, Bill. So just kind of fill in a blank or two with that. Okay, well, see, Mom is, she's appearing. She's in your room. This is Mom. But the other person isn't quite so happy about that.
Okay, are you referring to my grandmother?
Well, the presence is when your mom appears to you.
Yes.
Yes, and so you know it's her.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah, yes, but not everybody
absolutely.
Else does.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, of course, with my physical eyes and my intuitive eyes, I know it's her. Obviously, I mean, it's clear as day to me having that experience. You know, and just the whole visual of it, of just being able to still see in the corner, you know, and the light just cascading everywhere, and just this really sort of spiritual experience. You know, I was afraid to share that with anybody because I wasn't sure how people were going to react to it. I was thinking, you know, this is a very intimate experience for myself, but how will everyone else, you know, take this?
Right.
So I definitely, you know, kept it within for a very long time. And so the same way in which just people that go about their days not really having a support or people that really understand this world or this realm, that kind of hold it within, that's exactly what I was doing. I was holding it within.
When you finally decided to do this and you had, I believe, another psychic, other people saying, hey, you can do what I do. And you're like, mm-hmm. Okay, when did you cross that? When did you cross that line?
You know, so just 3 weeks after my mom passed away, and I was back home in California, and some friends and I were at this strip mall, and the psychic came out and approached me and told me, you know, you have this incredible gift, and you know, my eyes are rolling back in my head. Okay, yeah. And then she's saying it's gonna take you about 3 years before you understand what I'm referring to.
And $5,000, come on in, right? Yeah.
No, that was the amazing part. There was nothing like that at all. This was a genuine connection. So
yes.
as a 15-year-old, just turned 15, you know, it was like, what is going on here? But it really, everything led me to more and more curiosity and more fascination about spirit, about the other side, about metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
So literally 3 years later, I'm 18 and I had just graduated high school. And there was this metaphysical shop that I had heard about, but I had never been into. And there was one evening where I was soul searching and I drove there. I pulled into the parking lot, and within like 10 minutes, there was a class going on mediumship and on intuitive development. So I almost left it, but something told me to stay. And that was the moment where I was put to the test in the situation. And the validation that came out of it was just so incredible that I knew there was something to it. It wasn't just something that I was experiencing in my mind. So I was paired up with a woman who was a stranger to me, and I held her hand, and I was just instructed to share with her what I was receiving or what I was feeling. And within a few minutes, I had brought through her dear friend who had passed away from a drug overdose, prescription pill drug overdose. And in my mind, I kept seeing a table with just pills overflowing on it. And before that, I had seen the blonde hair and I had seen the J initial, and I had, you know, there was no response from her until I had explained to her what I was seeing with the pills overflowing. So I put two and two together, overflow, overdose, and, you know, she completely just opened up and explained that, you know, her dear friend who was blonde and had the J name had taken her life from that. And it was in that moment that this revelation occurred where I thought, oh my God, this is something that I have to, you know, keep doing, you know, to help. And so it kind of took on a world or a mind of its own. You know, I told some friends, those friends told friends, and I was considering it like just practicing with friends, and it became much more than that.
Hold on. Bill, just a minute. Okay. So it became more than that, and we know that, and that's why you're here. But I want to also bring in, there's a music element with this.
Well, that's exactly what I was just about. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, just a minute. We're going to take a break, and the music is coming. All right. Bill Phillips is my guest, medium and author of Signs from the Other Side. So stick around. You're going to want to hear the tune. My guest, medium Bill Phillips, Signs from the Other Side, Open Your Spirit. And this is Wendy's Coffee House. I'll put links on the blog, and I'll put Bill's blog post up there. No pressure, Bill. and the thing about this is you were doing readings, just going to do it for friends, no biggie. It was important. It was really cool, and it was helpful. But then all of a sudden it was so good that people, you know how people show up when you're doing something right, and they just all of a sudden have, well, hey, me too. And they're in there wanting it done. But there was this music element. And that's what I wanted to also bring back into it, because that's a huge part of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I thank you for bringing that up. So when I was in high school, you know, I was in choir, and I had a voice teacher that took me under her wing, and I was her scholarship student. And she just saw a lot of potential in me in that regard as well. So, of course, you know, this was the perfect guise for me to kind of hide behind, to like leave that part of my life behind, because I was still very unsure about it. You know, I was 18. I had this background, my grandmother's belief system, and especially at that time, and you know, in the early 2000s, this was not as, you know, as widely accepted as it is now today. So there was a lot of fear there. So I had auditioned for a conservatory in San Francisco, and I got in, and I decided, you know what, this is what I'm doing. I'm leaving this behind. This is, thank you, God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And of course I should have realized that. There was no running away from it. So it had a way of manifesting itself when I was in music school as well. But thankfully, I'm so grateful that it did, because the people that were in my life at that time were very instrumental for me understanding energy in a different form, in the form of vibration and sound and music. And so I really do attribute that to understanding like clairaudience on a deeper level, and understanding that frequency, because, you know, music is the language of the soul, and it has a way of moving us, you know, and you know, getting the chills and just feeling that connection to it. And it's a very similar connection that is felt when someone is tuning into the energy of the other side. So for me, it was the perfect combination. When I was in music school, and my teachers taught me, you know, just to simple breathe and trust, just breathe and trust. And that's exactly what I do now as well. When I'm channeling, it's just having to just have this complete faith and trust in spirit. So the two just go so perfectly together. And towards the end of my school days, there was still fear, you know, it was still scary for me, but on a very deep level, I knew what I had to do. So I came out of the closet with it, and really came out of the closet twice at the time. So, you know, a whole nother story, but it was really just a liberating, just releasing these layers that I had been holding on to, fearfully for so many years. And when I did, the response was amazing. You know, most of my family was very supportive. My friends were very supportive. They were telling their friends and telling their friends, and people were coming all over the place. So it really took on this incredible journey of its own. And my intention with spirit was, I'm not going to go down on the street and, you know, bombard somebody and tell them that spirit's with them. This has to be done in a very integrous way where they are seeking me out. That's where I felt the most comfortable. So I set that intention with spirit, and that's what began to happen, you know, and just word of mouth is very powerful. And I definitely attribute that to my music training as well, sort of fulfilling both roles for me, or both gifts for me.
Well, and I think that's instrumental, as you that's significant, because when mm-hmm. you're talking about the goosebumps and saying you get goosebumps from music, and that's one of the signs that somebody is around you too. There's a frequency, a vibration, and when it trips, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have that response, that resonance, that clue. And instead of discounting that, that's what you're doing in the book, is helping people to say, yes, that's an aha moment. And you may not get anything more than that, but you could say, mm-hmm. can you give me another sign? Or is there something that will help validate this and go from there? Mm-hmm. And you know, you talk about speaking to them out loud and, you know, in some way reinforcing that there's something happening so that actually they know you're listening and you picked up on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to be honest, you know, we're all designed to be channels. You know, we're all these receivers, just not realizing it, walking around. And when someone does really understand that connection, you know, to spirit, and they really develop this their own language with them, it's pretty incredible, because not only are you having the reassurance that you're not alone, but you're also navigating with your soul as well. You know, you're navigating through life with your intuition. And when you give energy to that and you pull away from the rational part, or maybe the fear-based part of yourself, life begins to emerge in a different way, you know, and it's not so fear-based. And you go through life understanding your part in it, and that you're co-creating. And because of that, you know, you maybe do take a few more risks, you know, or you get out of your comfort zone, or you see the bigger picture of life. And so it all begins with just basically giving yourself permission to be open, and also giving spirit permission to come in and meet you halfway, to give you those signs.
Well,
and the reality...
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and the reality of it is that they're always providing those signs. It's just that we're not always on the same frequency, or we're not always present to seeing them be right in front of us. So it's really a lot of it on our end, having to kind of get present, you know, let go of what's going on around us, and truly see life for what it is in the moment.
Where I was going with that was, there's a review on Amazon from Donna Marie McCormick, Plantation, Florida. And she said that she read the book, and then she made an appointment with her husband. I think it was 2 years in advance, and it was with connect with her sister. And she said the experience that they had with you was absolutely fantastic. And she had read the book Expect the Unexpected, but she was still not expecting what happened. What's that like when you have people come in and there might be a little skeptical, or there might be just, you know, desperate one way or the other. What happens when they walk into the room with you?
You know, I'm really good about quelling their fear or their nervousness coming into it. You know, I take a few minutes to really explain the process of it, and explain that even though we're setting the intention to let anyone come through that's for your highest good, we're not sure who that person's going to actually be. You know, and that's why the first book was called exactly what it was, because I'm never sure what's going to happen, you know. And a lot of times what happens is, yes, there is someone who's very connected to us that does come forward, and it's very healing. But also a lot of times what happens as well is that person is there to be a messenger for somebody else as well. So it has this ripple effect to it where, you know, where someone comes through and they're like, oh yeah, that's my friend's mom that passed away recently. And then they are there to bring that information back to that person and to continue that healing. So whenever spirit sees that this is taking place, they really all come together to orchestrate this massive healing. It's not just for one person. It has a snowball effect to it. So a lot of times what I find is that they're working together to bring through multiple, you know, validations or messages that will have a ripple effect.
Okay, hang on just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Again, my guest, Bill, is a psychic medium and very gifted and has tons of wonderful rave reviews on Amazon and other places as well. But Signs from the Other Side is the book you can get on the website. I do want to come back and say that, you know, there are sometimes it's easier to get a connection. I want you to address that because sometimes you have people who show up and you say, okay, the name is Marie and it was a heart issue and a trauma issue. Does anybody here have somebody who had a heart issue and trauma and died from that named Marie? And yes, my Aunt Claudia. And you're like, excuse me. Okay, so I want you to address that. People who are so desperate to hear something, they're going to make the ends meet whether they have anywhere, you know, if they're the same dimension or not, because that's also part of this. It's, well, you know, it's
yeah,
us.
No, it's
us.
It's
so, okay, so hang on. Got to take a quick break. It's Wendy's Coffee House. And remember, Bill has a guest blog post opportunity, and he's going to take advantage of that before the time runs out. KCMO Talk Radio. Ha ha. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. I hope you're finding something here that you can use because this stuff, when it happens, it's so subtle. But sometimes when people, and I'm talking with my guest, Bill, who's a psychic medium, Bill Phillips, and the book is called Signs from the Other Side. We're so desperate. We want something to work so bad that, and in the book he says, you know, there's this woman who heard the name Carol and somehow Monica or something else came into play, her and I understand she only heard part of the message because she wanted to hear something. And as soon as she heard heart attack or something, it was like, yes, yes, that's it. And you're going, uh-oh. Yeah. Okay. We're not firing on all the cylinders. Just one cylinder showed up. So how do you deal with that?
Well, I'm very honest and very, you know, transparent with when I bring that information through of just not giving it carelessly to someone because they want to hear it. You know, I really am direct with making sure the connection is there, and you know you can feel it as well if you're in that setting or that situation, you know when that connection's taking place. But yes, there is always the person that wants everything to be for them, and that's something that I have to also surrender to. But going back to how spirit works, you know, there are times when they're orchestrating it for a different purpose. And this reminds me of a story that happened years ago. I mean, almost 10 years ago, where someone came in for a session with me, and this person came through, and they were like, they did not know what I was talking about at all. But they, you know, they recorded it and they brought it home. And after they sat with it for a little bit, they realized that their neighbors that had just lost their son. And in a very traumatic way. And once they had that mindset going into it, they played everything back again. And I mean, it was down to his name, the date, like it was just very specific. Mm-hmm. So they were able to bring that to their neighbors and actually provide this tremendous healing, to them, you know? And so that's why I say it's, you know, you have to just let it be organic, natural, and trust that it's going to go to who needs it the most. And that's always my intention when I channel.
I like that because part of it is that, especially when somebody, you're describing a kind of person who might not ever show up for anything like this. And yet this was really, really crucial for them to have some kind of, and it doesn't just give closure, but like an affirmation that it doesn't end. And that's what you try to stress is, you know, the body may be gone, but the essence, the form, the spirit, the being is still around. And sometimes, you know, not kicking tires and people just aren't paying any attention until they have a flat. Like a trauma.
Yes.
So, if you were to do something really special for a reading or something, like what's like the most important or most powerful message that you have been given thus far that might have been surprising to you even
during a reading?
Yeah.
You know, there's been so many things, but I've received messages from people that from one person in particular that attended like a group reading of mine, and his family came through to help their son who was having an addiction issue. And apparently during the reading, his father was talking about these patches and the skin and all, and he had no idea what I was talking about. But as it turned out, that was exactly what was going on, and it was down to these patches, and it was very, very, it was a very heavy addiction, and they were able to have an interjection and an intervention to save their son's life. And if they weren't there in that moment, they wouldn't have been given those little pieces of information to help them pull that information together and see the larger picture. So a lot of times what happens in a reading is that we're being given information that's sometimes a little bit premature, but it's there to help us for when those episodes occur, or, you know, when those transactions occur. So a lot of times it's spirit kind of giving us a heads up. And all right. I love that, because they're working over there to help us here enjoy our time and to make the most of it, you know, and to see the beauty of it, really. And that's always their intention, is, you know, take the risk, live your life. It goes by so fast. Don't wait till you're retired to enjoy your life, you know, enjoy it now. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's always the most important message from them, is just to be in the here and now.
They don't get our trauma, do they?
No. They, yeah. Nope, they don't.
It's like,
they,
I don't get over it.
Well, in a loving way, you know, that's the gift of it, is when we leave the physical shell behind, we leave the ego behind that comes with it as well. So all that heaviness is shedded with that. And that's a gift, you know, it truly is. And there's no judgment at all. So if someone is, you know, going through a difficult time, know that you're not being judged. You're only being encouraged to see the light and to see the truth in the matter.
Well, and you're talking also in the book, when you're trying to encourage people to open up and listen, you say the big thing is you have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
huge. It's all about your belief. Yeah, you know, I know this, that our reality is all custom to what our belief system is. So whatever you put your thoughts and your focus on is going to be what your physical reality looks like. And in this situation, yes, when you give belief to it, you're tapping into a different part of the mind. You're tapping into the intuitive part of yourself and your higher self, your subconscious self, and that's the real anchor to the other side. It's always the rational part of our mind and the ego part of our mind that likes to get in our head and, you know, mess things up and tell us that we're crazy or whatever. But when we really give energy to the other part of ourselves, our soul self, that's when we build that connection. And there's just so much faith in that, knowing how we're connected and who we're connected to. So it all begins with that programming.
Hey, Bill, thank you. I'm going to have to let you go. I want people to connect with you, though. The book, the second book, is Signs from the Other Side, Opening to Spirit, and that's on your website. And you're also... In so many ways available for one-on-one, up close and personal, or presentations, the whole nine yards. Is there anything else you want to mention before we leave? Got about a minute left.
I just want to extend my gratitude to you for bringing this awareness, you know, to the world. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to connect with you today.
Thank you. Well, I tell you what, Grandma did a good job. I know for you that when she was seeing what you were doing, just very, very worried about your soul, and knowing that at the same time she loved you to pieces, and you had to have some kind of grounding, and Grandma did the best job that she could. And I think that's fantastic. And I love the way that you support her and say, we may believe differently, but we're out of the same cord, the same cloth, and she's my grandma and I love her too. And I want that. I just think people seeing that and reading that in your book get a huge message of, we're all human beings. And whatever we believe, we're all here in the same soup, trying to make ends meet and trying to figure out which way is up. And where's the light? And Bill, you know where it is.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm putting him on the spot. I'm saying he's going to write a blog post. So hopefully he won't be too overwhelmed with that big, enormous task. And Mom will kick in a word or two. Hey, thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your focus. And I will tell you what, my husband once told me, he said, I love you as much as big, you know, big gold dump trucks. We had a little saying that we went. It was like buckets and buckets, oodles and boodles and big gold dump trucks. I said, yeah, right. And guess what we saw? Belton had big gold dump trucks, and they had two of them. And I'm like, what planet are we on? So when things happen, when you're aligned, weird is possible. And miracles are probable. Thank you to Bill Phillips, because that's what he's doing, working miracles. Thanks for listening. Till next time, stay curious. See ya.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.